This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
At Deer Meadows Retirement Home in Northeast Philadelphia, a menagerie of rabbits, fish, guinea pigs, and birds live in a wellness center and an area down the hall called Eden, which has a large glass aviary and soft music. Deer Meadows, where the average age of the residents is 85, plans to add butterflies to their in-house animals. The staff say both the Wellness Center and Eden have also turned out to be places to take relatives and friends where conversation can revolve around something other than health. For resident Ann Gallagher, there's always something to see.
Oh, I love the birds. The finch, they're so beautiful. And there's so many of them. You can't keep track of them. You know, you could never count them.
John Shank, chair of Temple University's Therapeutic Recreation Department, says in a retirement home in particular, animals also have the indirect benefit of creating an atmosphere of community.
Especially in those facilities that have animals as a part of the living environment, what we found in research is that it changes the relationship between the care providers and those that are receiving care. There is a camaraderie that is created.
Small animals or pets have been shown to reduce stress indicators like blood pressure and heart rate, and there are social benefits. Shank says when a group of older adults was exposed to a puppy in a small crate on the floor, and then a table set for a nice dinner with a bottle of wine and candles, it was the puppy that elicited more social interaction and communication among them.
We've found that the involvement of pets, animals, can influence a reduction in depression, can influence a reduction in anxiety, can influence lowered agitated behaviors.
Lisa Sophia is the chief operating officer at Deer Meadows.
What a change. We've seen an increase in appetites. We've seen people that are sleeping better at night, seem calmer.
I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News.